AP News for Friday, July 25th. I'm Ben Thomas. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his government's considering alternative options to ceasefire talks with Hamas. President Trump:
I think what's going to happen is they're going to be hunted down.
From Tel Aviv, Julia Frankel reports:
The United Nations and experts say the Gaza Strip is facing famine, and reports of deaths from malnutrition are rising. Israel says since lifting a total blockade in May, it's allowed 4,500 trucks of aid into Gaza. That's less than the several hundred a day the UN says are necessary, and one of the lowest rates of aid entry in the entire war. Israel also says it's facilitating airdrops, but aid groups are cautioning that that tactic is not safe and will not resolve the spiraling crisis.
President Trump's in Scotland, where a new Trump golf course is opening soon, but it Donahue reports the Jeffrey Epstein stories dogging him.
Epstein's girlfriend, Ghislaine Maxwell, wrapped up 2 days of questioning with Deputy Attorney General Todd Blanche. David Marcus is Maxwell's attorney.
She didn't say, you know what, don't ask me that. I'm not going to talk about this person. She was asked maybe about 100 different people. She answered questions about everybody.
In Scotland, President Trump says he has nothing to say about it.
I don't know anything about the conversation. I haven't really been following it. A lot of people are asking me about pardons. Obviously, this is no time to be talking about pardons.
The president says he was never briefed about his name being in the Epstein file.
You're making a very big thing over something that's not a big thing.
The president claims he cut off the Epstein relationship long ago. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Cambodia is reporting 12 more deaths in its fighting with Thailand, bringing the toll on both sides now to 32. Sebastian Strangio, a journalist formerly based in Cambodia, says neither side wants a full-blown war.
But given the situation, the domestic political situation in both countries, the engagement of nationalist passions in both countries, this is a very dicey situation, and it could easily escalate.
This is AP News. A new version of an old hymn book is keeping an American folk singing tradition alive. Walter Ratliff has the story.
Singers at Holly Springs Primitive Baptist Church in West Georgia treat their red hymnals like extensions of themselves, never straying far from their copies of The Sacred Harp.
Yeah, this community means the world to me.
Singer Bridge Hill Kennedy says he was feeling burned out in music ministry when he joined his sister-in-law at a Sacred Harp singing event. He says he found the music beautiful.
I've met people that I never would have met, and that has given me a greater opportunity to love.
The Sacred Harp is a pre-Civil War Christian hymnal first published in 1884. This year, a new edition is being released in September. I'm Walter Ratliff.
The latest news through the weekend available at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.